Mangroves can be likened to the rainforest of the coastal zone. Mangroves sit just between the terrestrial habitats and the oceans in this sort of brackish, slightly saline, slightly freshwater environment. And what they do is they produce really dense wood, and they have root systems that cling on to the soil that are like cages almost. So they both retain the soil in the coastal zone, but they also provide really amazing fishery habitat that protects small fingerlings from being eaten by larger predatory fish. So that's what makes mangroves very unique, but also somewhat sensitive.
I understand that there's some threat to these mangroves going on, both human caused and environmental, that may ultimately be human caused, but has its roots in the climate.
Right. In the coastal zone where we're working, what you have is basically a combination of human threats. One is just the local threats, such as cutting for firewood and then for construction material, you name it. One area of Sierra Leone that we went to as well, there was a large expansion in rice culture in the last 15 to 20 years. They will cut the mangrove as well to smoke fish. And typically, the mangroves are fairly resilient. So if it's just a small amount of firewood or a small amount of fish smoking that's going on, then they tend to rebound fairly quickly. They'll grow back. The other impact that's occurring, though, now on a global scale is climate change-induced sea level rise. Sea level rise is basically results from increased water volumes from land-based glaciers and ice sheets, and also thermal expansion of the oceans. Those two combine to create a certain level of sea level rise. It's been in the order of maybe a centimeter a decade in recent years, but that's projected to increase over this century. And one of the things that we see is that sea level rise in combination with coastal storms, say high winds and storm surge, we call it, can cause a lot of pressure on the coastal system. So one of the things that mangroves are great at are it's like a sponge or like an absorbing bumper that when that surge comes in, there's a vegetative cover on the soil that keeps the coastline from being eroded very rapidly.
What are the actual untoward consequences of this erosion or degeneration of the mangrove swamps? Is it that people won't have the fish that they need to eat, or is it because it's beautiful, or?
There's two main things that you actually put your finger on, partially at least, and that is that the mangroves themselves are important fish hatcheries. So if you start cutting the mangroves extensively, you reduce the amount of fingerlings. And the fingerlings are what attract the larger fish, okay? The baby fish get eaten by the larger fish. The larger fish are what make the West African coastal fisheries so very rich. The other aspect of the mangrove loss is that some regions of coastal Sierra Leone and parts of Côte d'Ivoire are experiencing coastal erosion. So the mangroves act like bumpers or like buffers, and they put down these really deep roots. Those roots end up retaining the soil when you have storms and high winds. They can also be terrific for just protecting villages. We talked to one village that had lost roofs on multiple occasions because of high winds coming in off the ocean. But when they replanted the mangrove around the village, it actually acted like a windbreak. And so they're remarkable ecosystems that really need to be preserved. We're going to go into the field and find out what communities value in terms of the mangroves, what they understand about the benefits of mangrove conservation, and we're going to look at how vulnerable they are to coastal threats like sea level rise and storm surge and winds, but also to other factors such as declining fish stocks. What we're interested in the end of the day is that communities are happy and healthy and able to continue their livelihoods of fishing and fish smoking to make the money that they need in order to survive, but at the same time valuing the mangrove ecosystems, not only for the fish that they produce, but also for the protection that they offer to the communities.